But in terms of keeping neighborhoods safe, meeting just finished over at the Rock Center, with the folks from the Department of Public Safety, late last year, they identified six, areas of the city, not zip codes, but six neighborhoods of the city, that were in need of some positive intervention to not only reduce crime, but reduce, a bunch of the causes of crime. And the public safety family working with the neighborhood is trying to do that. And they've now set goals and objectives for how they're going to make those neighborhoods safer in 2015. The public safety director of Indianapolis and Marion County, Director Troy Riggs, is on our live line. Director Riggs, Happy New Year.
Hey, you too, Amos. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me today.
So what y'all going to do this year? Because I don't think anybody wants another year like last year in terms of
We really have to focus as a community on these. And as we've talked numerous times, we are dealing with some systemic issues that have not been addressed over the last few years, and certainly some of these are decades in the making. And we really want to look at data, focus on these areas. But at the end of the day, Amos, our data has led us to six areas that you talked about, 47,000 of our neighbors and friends. What can we do as a Department of Public Safety? We have to improve our services, but what can we do as a community of Indianapolis to help our neighbors and friends that live in these areas that are dealing with violent crime numbers unlike anything else in the city? And also, mental health runs that we're making in these areas are much higher. Overdoses are much higher. What can we do as a city to help those residents to improve their quality of life and get people help that need help? And a lot of the help that we're focused on is trying to get people the services before they get to the point that they end up incarcerated.
So this is not just flooding the area with uniform and undercover police officers.
It does not. And remember, I was a police officer, and I see a benefit of doing that at times. Mm-hmm. But there are very few times and narrow times. That is not a long-term sustainable approach. It is not something that we've utilized. When we do utilize that, and Chief Heights made that decision, it's because of public safety issues. But I can tell you what we're doing is looking at the data, trying to figure out what the needs are there. And more important than just looking at the data, Amos, and you do a good job of this on your radio program, is that data doesn't tell you everything. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having community conversations. If you live in one of these areas or you have family in these areas, you know more about that area, more of what's going on than data will ever tell us. That's why it has to be eventually community-driven, community involvement for long-term sustainability and success. And we have to stop thinking that there's one magic thing we can do as a city. We all have to work on this continual over a long time period to make sustainable, long-lasting changes.
Now, I'm looking through the recommendations that you've given the different departments in the Department of Public Safety. And obviously, from police standpoint, try to reduce the violent crime in these six areas by 5% in 2015. But I want to go to some of the other areas. You want the fire department to reduce the number of structure fires by 5% and civilian fire fatalities by 10%. Is that something we forget in terms of public safety?
It is sometimes. I mean, we don't focus on that as much, and we should, because we have some older homes. We have 25 to 35% of the homes vacant in these areas, which makes them very prone to arson, makes them very prone to people living there and not taking care of their fire sources and someone dying as a result. And then also, are we doing enough building inspections to make sure that the businesses are safe, that people are frequenting? Mm-hmm. So the fire department's been in there, and because we've been focused on this, I have to say Chief Malone has done a good job of focusing in these areas, and they've already accomplished a majority of the inspection in three of the six areas. But this is public safety. Individuals in these areas deserve the same responsible government that every other area within Indianapolis deserves.
Another area is animal care and control, and I know there's a new director in animal care and control. Is this somebody that's going to stick with the job? Because it seems like there's been more turnover in that than coaches for the New York Knicks.
Well, you're right, and that's one of the goals when I got here. There was an individual that was the head of animal care control, was doing a good job, but he left for another opportunity, and I knew he would eventually. And unfortunately, animal care control has been used as a stepping stone for some other position. We wanted to find someone that we thought would be there long term, and we believe we have found that individual in Dennis Papenmeier. Time will tell, but one good thing is he has already hit the ground running, doing some great work. Our folks in Animal Care Control have worked very hard over the years, but I will tell you the one thing that I do believe that we have struggled as a city over the years and we need to do a better job of is that there is a lot of dogfighting that goes unreported or underreported.
Ooh.
And we need to know more about that. We need to aggressively pursue those that are using animals in that way. And what we have found out looking at the history, if you're involved in dogfighting, there's a good chance that you're involved in some type of illegal narcotics trade and some type of crimes against persons as a result as well. So we want to strengthen our enforcement part on those criminal conduct where animals are being used.
A couple of other recommendations. One, you want to look at a 3-year history by month of calls from these neighborhoods to 911, the non-emergency number 327-3811, and 211. And what you want to do is, what is it, try to decrease unemergency calls to 911?
Right, and you understand this. I've listened to you talk about data enough and trying to be more sophisticated as a city and dealing with data. In areas that are facing systemic issues, sometimes departments around the nation make a go of reducing 911 calls or reducing emergency type runs, mm-hmm. but the mistake is where they try to reduce the amount of non-emergency calls. And those are quality of life calls. We want to make sure that we decrease the amount of emergencies in these areas, but it would not bother me if we see a increase in people calling regarding quality of life runs, calling us about barking dogs or cars that are parked illegally, things that enhance the quality of life. But that shows that we're working closer with the community. So we're trying to be a little bit more sophisticated than we've been in the past in addressing these needs.
We're talking with the Public Safety Director, Troy Riggs. Two other areas that really have not been talked about a lot in trying to reduce crime overall in the city and county and deal with specific neighborhoods. But you have set a metric in this, and that the Mayor's Office of Reentry, you want to identify 100 people as a target this year who are most at risk to reoffend in these 6 focus areas and get them engaged positively in services.
We do. We believe that there's a lot of people coming out of prison that do not have the opportunity to succeed. They're just faced with so many issues from their past and in their current situation. We want to make sure that we give them every opportunity to succeed. So the police department and the reentry department is going to be working together to look at these individuals. And sometimes people say, well, you're targeting 100 people. We're not really targeting them. We're going to 100 people and trying to offer them some type of hope that they don't have already. Mm-hmm. We are very hopeful that this is going to be successful. But we also have to remind ourselves that of 100 people, these are individuals that have pretty lengthy criminal histories, violent criminal histories, and some of them are going to reoffend. And when they do reoffend, it's incumbent upon us to catch them soon before they victimize more of our citizens and hold them accountable. But it is equally as important, and this is where people haven't heard public safety say this before, specifically in major cities, it's equally important to us to make sure that an individual has a choice, mm-hmm. a clear choice, and a clear path to take if they want to get their life straight.
And also, you want to, in these 6 areas, and I ought to mention the areas, 16th and Tibbs, 29th and Dr. King, 34th and Illinois, 38th and Sherman Drive, New York Street and North Sherman Drive, and 42nd and Post Road, to identify complaints to the civilian police complaint office in these areas and then create a kind of response systems with the goal of not getting any more complaints?
Well, our goal is to make sure that if you complain mm-hmm. against a police officer, that you get some type of resolution to it. That doesn't mean the officer is going to be found guilty, mm-hmm. but that you are involved in the step-by-step process, that if there is punitive measures taken, that they understand that and why, that they know that we're being accountable to meeting their needs. Our goal is if they complain mm-hmm. that they don't feel like it's necessary to re-complain down the road, that we have taken care of that situation. Our goal is not to reduce the amount of complaints coming from that area. Our goal is to enhance the services that residents receive when they do complain. We have revamped the way we do internal affairs, the way we do criminal complaints. We need to be a department that's willing to do so. And remember, as you well know, our citizen complaint office is separate from the police department. But what we do is we take that information from the complaint office, and if we see issues that are developing, Chief Hind is giving that to address in training and also to address in the disciplinary phase as well. But we have to be accountable to the public, mm-hmm. and these goals are making that office and the police department more accountable to the public. And I have not met one police officer or one command staff individual that is against that.
I know you're still tallying up the data from last year, from 2014.
Yes.
But we were having a discussion on a couple of these bills that are floating around the legislature, particularly Senator Merritt's bill to Senate Bill 279 as it relates to firearms and juvenile. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the driving age for aggravated assault and the driving age for homicide is still 18 to 24, then 25, 34, then under 18?
Yes, and we have... And what we've seen this year is an increase in the amount of people under 18 mm-hmm. involved in violent crime. It's mirroring what we're seeing across the nation. I have not seen his bill yet. We have those bills being reviewed by the police department now. Not just that one, but the other departments are reviewing those bills and House bills and determining if there's something we need to support or not support.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you that we are in favor of strengthening some laws in regards to repeat offenders,
mm-hmm.
But we're also in favor of releasing individuals that have more of a property crime past and trying to get them help, engagement centers and along those lines. So we think we have a balanced approach. We are not going to arrest our way out of any issue. If that were the case, we would have arrested our way out of the issue back in the 80s because we tried as a nation to lock up everyone that was involved in narcotics. And quite frankly, Amos, it didn't work.
I know back in the late 1990s, during the latter part of the Clinton administration, and it came out of Richmond, Virginia, it was a federal program trying to, you know, encourage people not to use firearms as you'd really get in trouble with firearms. And I had an email from somebody that says, you know, maybe we got to cut young people even wanting the demand for a weapon. Are we at a point where we need to look at some kind of media messages to try to say, you know, you can't solve it with a gun. If you got a gun, you in real big trouble.
Yeah, that would help, and that's something we need to look at in the road to really make that public. I think, you know, we'll see what comes out of the State House, what we're doing as a department, but I know that we have been focused on those repeat offenders and those individuals that have propensity to take someone's life in Indianapolis. We have to be serious about that, and one of the reasons why that has come to the forefront is the increasing number of people that are involved in homicides, and whether they're a victim or a suspect, has increased dramatically in just the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, for instance, 92% of all of our suspects in homicides have a criminal past.
Mm-hmm.
About 45% of those have gun crimes in their past, and 83% of our victims have some type of criminal past, and about 42-43% of those have some type of gun crimes in the past. We have to be serious about gun crimes. If you introduce a gun into a situation, that's a life and death situation. That has gone from an argument to a potential life-ending altercation, and we can't have that in our city.
Finally, one other thing, Public Safety Director. You know, when you do good work, people sometimes want to suggest you for another gig. You know, and I realize nobody's suggesting that you go coach the Denver Broncos. Nobody has suggested that. But your name has been thrown around, bandied around. Drew didn't mention your name. But others have said, you know, maybe that Troy Riggs guy is gonna run for mayor, of Indianapolis this year, not 4 years from now, this year. Are you thinking about it? I heard people were trying to lock you in a room without air and air conditioning and deny you food and water until you decided. Are you hanging with this gig till the end of the year? What you doing?
I am the public safety director, and I have had people come and approach me regarding that. But I can tell you that I am not running for mayor. I still have the job that I wanted and in the city that I wanted to live in when I arrived here, and I'm very happy with where I am. And I'll let the politics take care of the politics. I have a job of trying to enhance the quality of life of citizens of this community, and I'm going to be dedicated to that endeavor as long as the mayor will have me in this position.
All right. Just in fairness, the governor will be here with me in our first hour tomorrow. He'll get a similar question tomorrow. So if they're listening,
I'm committed to public safety and not running for mayor at this time.
He's the public safety director for all year, all of 2015. and that also means if the Colts go to the Super Bowl, he has to go and protect them, you know. Got to take care of all this stuff and worry about this stuff. Troy Riggs, Public Safety Director, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's Davis. More after these.